Sperent in te, omnes qui noverunt, nomen tuum Domine, quoniam
of January 2019, Mark 6, 45-52. And at once he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead on the other side near Bethsaida, while he himself sent the crowd away. After saying goodbye to them, he went off into the hills to pray. When evening came, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. He could see that they were hard-pressed in their rowing, for the wind was against them, and about the fourth watch of the night he came toward them, walking on the sea. He was going to pass them by. When they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke to them and said, "Courage, it's me, don't be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them and the wind dropped, and they were utterly and completely dumbfounded, because they had not seen what the miracle of the loaves meant. Their minds were closed. Today we want a little bit to meditate about 3 points. Because it's good to see this wonderful passage also in an allegoric way. If we follow Christ, it can be easily that the wind is against us. And sometimes it might be a clear sign that you are on the right way. How can it be different? Because the light came into the darkness, and the darkness did not see the light. John 1:5. Or he was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not recognize him. He came into his own, but they didn't receive him. Similar to John 1:10-11. So if we preach the gospel and there is no resistance, if the church and the representatives of the church are the well-loved from the media and the world, if the teaching of the church is no longer corrective for the spirit of the world, something will be not in order, and it seems to be that we are in a paradise without snakes. Jesus knows that, and he never fails to look at his disciples like we can hear today. He sees what is going on and that there is a wind against them. He comes to them, but he does not intervene the first moment. Jesus wants our trust. He wants that the disciples really transport what they experienced with him, for example, the multiplication of the bread. This should be a reality, that they can deal with all situations with faith, all situations of life, especially when there is a wind against them. Of course, it's a teaching also for us. It can very easily happen that we fall in panic when there is wind against us, when people attack us or they say wrong things, or even people we know start to be against us, or developments in the world are very dangerous. But in all these situations, the Lord asks for our trust, even if we don't see any solution, if we cannot count on our own force. All seems to be too much and too big. But God did not abandon us. even if it seems that he is passing by in the darkness. Let's reflect how often God saved us, and how often he came and brought us out of dangerous situations, like he did it with the disciples of the Gospel of today. And the wind started to get silent. There is another point to meditate. If we do not have enough faith and trust, it's a sign that we are closed in our mind. The heart of the disciples did not really realize what have they seen with the multiplication of the bread. They did not understand what the Lord wants to show, and that he invited them to trust totally. And from this trust moment, all situations which are coming to look from the point of trust to them. It is true, if we don't use all the situations the Lord gives us, that our faith will be deeper, then it's harder and harder for the heart to believe and to trust. And then the next situation, which should be to deepen our faith and trust, will be not solved. No, in contrast, it can happen that all these possibilities, which were invitations to trust, is now like a burden for us. And the heart starts to get heavy and the mind closed. Therefore, it's very important that we learn our lessons out of this biblical situation, for example, and ask the Lord that our faith will be strengthened and that we do acts of trust. This we also have to do with our will. And in the next situation which will come, which might be like dangerous for us or uncomfortable, we say to the Lord, Lord, I want to trust you. I trust you. And he will hurry up, our Lord, to help us.
The offertory verse says, those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion, for he does not forget the cry of the afflicted.
Sperent in te, omnes qui noverunt, nomen tuum Domine, quoniam orationem paupem.